248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. It could have been a lot worse.
We have only had 88 crashes, which is 88 more than we want to have, but only about 280 people had to be rescued, which is extraordinary.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul talking about that major snowstorm that has dropped several feet of snow upstate, with more on the way. As you can well imagine, that snowfall has caused quite a hazard on area roadways.
Let us clear off these roads. We don't want to hear excuses. We just want to get through this.
Cars are littered down the streets of the South Towns. Erie County Executive Mark Pollenkars tells me the snow is heavy and wet, and underneath is a layer of ice. Pollenkars says, be patient. This will not be a quick cleanup.
It's going to take some time to dig out the neighborhoods.
As crews continue to dig out and as snow continues to fall, Erie County leaders are urging people not to leave their homes. Stay inside. Let the plows do their jobs.
Abby Fridman with WIVB-TV. A memorial service at the University of Virginia in honor of three of the school's football players. UVA President Jim Ryan is presiding.
Shared grief is a powerful reminder that it is our bonds with each other and with a common community that matter more than our perceived differences and give us the strength to endure.
The players were shot to death last week as they were getting off the team bus. A fellow student is in custody. An accident has marred a holiday tradition in North Carolina's capital city. Bruce Farrell from WPTF is in Raleigh.
Tragedy has struck the Raleigh, North Carolina Christmas parade.
Due to the circumstances, we're unable to continue the parade.
Multiple witnesses said a truck pulling afloat behind a dance troupe lost control. Reports one child hit by a vehicle. Christine Bellino on the scene.
A lot of confusion and a lot of heartbreak.
That child who was hit has died. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp is campaigning on behalf of Republican Herschel Walker in the runoff election for the U.S. Senate.
It's not just about this December. It's going to be about November, 2 years from now. And the future of our country, y'all, it is about the future of our country.
Walker faces Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock in the December 6th election. Early voting begins a week from today. The World Cup is about to begin.
This is Roxana Saberi in Doha, Qatar, where we've just been to a training session for the U.S. men's national soccer team. They're warming up just one day before the World Cup kicks off. With an average age of 25 and a half, this team is now one of the youngest of the 32 squads competing this year. The tournament has been overshadowed by concerns over the deaths of migrant workers and the treatment of the LGBTQ community here in Qatar.
This is CBS News.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Visit libertymutual.com to learn more.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A few flurries possible at times. Tonight, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 4 above. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, a few flurries possible at times. Daytime highs approaching 29. Mainly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 19. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 14.
Walking up. This is Mike.
And this is Wendy
from Sunspots. And you're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Radio for the people.
I'll spend the night in the killer's bed. Gonna spend some time in a head. Well, I'm here to talk to the dead, and I'll spend the night. I'll spend the night in a murder scene, hoping some rubs off on me. Well, I don't get queasy, and I'll spend the night. Is it the fear I want to face? Is it the memory of the chase? Is it the blood I want to taste? I just don't know. Is it a lust for the profane? Or a dream of the insane? Well, we just can't explain, and we'll spend the night.
On Civic Media, we are local music. That's brand new Sunspot there, and Spend the Night. Did a double dip to get the show going. American Monsters, that came out about a year ago. Pretty cool. No shows on the books for Sunspot other than See You on the Other Side podcast. But today is Mike Huberty's birthday rocker.
Yay! Happy birthday, Mike.
Dude, Huberty is... he's a machine. He's, I equate, like, you know, Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. He's a machine. Mike Huberty is also a machine. He's been with Maximum Inc. for since the beginning of the paper, right?
Pretty close to the beginning. He was out. He was, I believe, going to school in La Crosse, and he was the news producer up there, the TV news producer. And that's when he called me up, and he's like, wanted to interview people and write for Maximum Inc. So it was pretty insane. He's been around for, it's been more than 20 years, Jimmy.
Yeah, I think
he's interviewed hundreds of artists for Maximum Inc. And yeah, he's a dynamo. What can you say? And he's probably played more bombasticas than any one person.
Probably. He's the hardest working guy in Madison, maybe. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay. That's Rocker. Terry Barr is off tonight. We wish her the best. Glad you're along with us for original local music until midnight tonight. As always, Rocker, we have a great show for the people. Tell them who's on tonight.
Jimmy, David Lanuti is here in the studio. He's going to be talking about Mad City Bridal Expo. That happens tomorrow, November 20th, here in Madison at the Doubletree. Jimmy Vagley of the Jimmies, he's going to be interviewed by Terry Barr. They did an interview early this week because the Jimmies are out on the road. CX... of Atari Teenage Riot. He is going to be here to tell us about the Scorpio Fest that's going on at the Red Rooster in Madison on Sunday, November 20th. The Devil's Lair, Jimmy, tonight, Lawnmower. It is a bluegrass super group. Mm. And we're going to be talking about to the guys in the studio here tonight.
There's going to be a stand-up bass in the studio tonight.
A stand-up double bass.
Can't wait for that.
Max Inc. Heavy with me, Rocker, 10 p.m. to midnight. And tonight we have a guest, Go Play God, Big John and Vaughn. They're going to be here 10:30, and of course, Essential Last Crack at 11 p.m., Jimmy.
This past week, the Madison Area Music Association, otherwise known as the Mamas, had their big show on their Facebook page, In the Lab. It was an excellent night of local music, local bands performing from all different studios around the Madison area. And, of course, the Mama Awards were given out. And Rocker, a connection to Lawnmower, Tony Castaneda won the Latin Jazz Band of the Year.
Latin Jazz Band of the Year is a
Latin
is
performer,
an actual category?
Latin Performer of the Year. Also, Ray Cruz with the Song of the Year, Dora. I kind of like the Latin Jazz, Rocker. Remember the Cardinal used to have Latin Jazz?
Well, it's fun, Jimmy. It's hot. It's spicy.
It's a perfect date night entertainment. You know what I mean? Well, let's play some right now.
Hey, Luca Pettenhardt plays with these guys.
Nice.
So you're going to hear him tonight in the Devil's Lair.
It comes full circle on Max Inc. Radio.
Music, rompiendo Golden Kingdom. Oye, mami, dale, mami, chuleta bien dura. Dale, mami, chuleta bien dura. No lo mueves, es una locura. Me sube rápido la temperatura. Hey, dale, mami, chuleta bien dura. Dale, mami, chuleta bien dura. Sin duda eres tú mi favorita. Cuando meneas esa cinturita, veo que eres una bellaquita. No paras de bailar, no tienes freno. Dale, morena, ven y rompe hielo. Agáchate, menealo hasta el suelo. Yo sé que a ti te gusta el sandungueo. ¿Cómo dice? Dale, morena, rompe cadera. Dale hasta abajo que te ves bien buena. Dale, morena, rompe cadera. Dale con todo y no tengas. Dale, mami, chuleta bien dura. Dale, mami, chuleta bien dura. Todo lo mueve, es una locura. Me sube rápido la temperatura. En el disco pide. Látigo me pide. Rápido me pide. Ella es una criminal cuando baila sola. Con sus amigas ella es una abusadora. El vacilón lo prendió con su motora. Está bien dura, bien rica y anda la moda.
Radio, we are local music. That's some Latin music for you on a Saturday night. Latin song of the year, actually. Ray Cruz there and Dora. Before that, Tony Castaneda, Latin jazz band with their song Mambo Cardinal. And Tony actually has a show coming up at the Baroque on Saturday, November 26th. Jimmy K and Rocker hanging out with you, playing some local music from all around Wisconsin. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, three locations in Madison, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. You can also shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Mad City Bridal Expo. Mad City Bridal Expo is happening Sunday, November 20th. You can go to the website for some free tickets. MadCityBridalExpo.com. The ring is just the beginning. And David from Mad City Bridal Expo is in the studio. We'll have a chat with him in just a couple of minutes. This gentleman won a mama over the weekend. This is also some new music from Robert J. This is Storm Watcher on Maxi Radio. We are local music.
Storm on the horizon. Sunny lightning coming our way.
Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is Badger Hockey.
Lifts and shoots and scores!
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance, because your dreams deserve a champion. And by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Badger Hockey is on the air.
Like running into the wind down State Street on a frigid November Saturday night, it hasn't come easy for this Badger hockey team, but with a flair for the dramatic, they've reached the finish line victorious three straight games. Tonight, the Badgers take aim at a second consecutive series sweep on home ice, which would give all of Badger Nation something to be very thankful for heading into the holiday break. Good evening and welcome inside, where it's much warmer than outside the Kohl Center. Hope you're all staying safe and ready for what should be a fun night of hockey. I'm Rob Vogel alongside Ian Perrin, who I believe has his long underwear on, and it appears a small fire by his side. Ian, the Badgers' series opening win was one for the books. Tonight, I'm pretty sure the Badgers would like to take it more by the books in their effort and result against Lindenwood as they shoot for a four-game win streak.
Score on a couple of three or four of those breakaways, and it'd be nice.
Yeah, and don't score into your own goal.
Yes.
Those kinds of things.
Keep it out of your net, especially if you're shooting it.
Yeah, but they did shoot it a lot last night and did a lot of good things, even though the results didn't show up in more than the four goals, as you mentioned. They had a lot of chances, 51 shots on net in the series opener against Lindenwood, a 4-3 victory, and 20 blocks by Lindenwood, so that's 70 more that could have been thrown on net.
This is the first team that was obviously the first game of the two-game series, but this was the first team where I saw the Badgers very, very aggressively go into the offensive zone, and the second man was able to intercept two or three times in one shift, able to intercept the breakout pass. And when you have territorial advantage like that and you're forcing their defenseman or their winger to turn over the puck inside deep, it's just going to open up the doors for so many things. And that's the first time that I've seen Wisconsin's forecheck all year get those type of turnovers and that resulted in good goal pressure.
They did some other things, made a tweak on the power play with moving Corson Kulemans to the side and getting him a chance to try to create some more shots and have Tyson Jugnauth run it from up top, and he's more of a quarterback playmaker, as he described to us on the post-game show last night. It seemed, even though as Tony Granato, you'll hear in our pregame interview, didn't push a lot of major buttons, the buttons that he did push seemed to work and pay off, at least eventually last night.
Sometimes you have to tweak. I mean, that's all there is to it, and I think probably looking at the tape, you see Corson Kulemans, who's a right-handed defenseman. When he's at the top, the play is supposed to go to the left side, and he gets in a situation where he's got to make that feather pass or that drift pass, as they like to call it, when you get into a situation where you got to make it on your backhand. But all of a sudden, if you get the puck on the side at the top of the circles from Jugnauth, and you're on your forehand, you start walking, everything you see is right in front of you because you're on your forehand. You're not looking over your shoulder because you're on your backhand. And yeah, it doesn't seem like much of a difference, but it was monumental last night.
They had some guys that they wanted to get going offensively. You can probably go down a long list of those guys. They got a couple of them going last night and a couple of more. Carson Bantle comes to mind pretty quickly as another guy that they'd like to get going because he's had a lot of chances. And you get two, three, four of those guys going, and you know, it's like they say that hitting is contagious in baseball. The next thing you know, goal scoring can be contagious in hockey as well.
Well, it is, and you know, there are times I can remember when Mike Eaves was same class as me and he wins the WCHA scoring, or Mark Johnson wins the WCHA scoring. It just seemed like no matter what they touched, it resulted in a good offensive opportunity. And a lot of times it resulted in the first or second assist, but it was all because of what they did offensively. And call it the magic touch, whatever you want. You know, today is a day in history. Actually, it was yesterday. It was a today in history.
It was
1979.
Okay.
51-year-old Gordie Howe of the Hartford Whalers took the faceoff at center ice to start the game against 18-year-old Wayne Gretzky of the Edmonton Oilers.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you imagine?
And to think Gordie was only about, what, 10 years away from retirement at that point? Or so it seemed, anyway.
Going to play till I qualify for Social Security.
No, hard to believe. When that happened, Lindenwood didn't even know what hockey was at that point.
Nope.
They are a program in their first year in the Division I level. Had some success under head coach Rick Zombo at the club level, as we discussed a little bit last night, winning a couple of national championships. They're playing as independent this year in Division I. Badgers in their second straight non-conference series against newcomers or relative newcomers, Long Island. Last weekend, the Badgers sweeping that series and then winning last night, and now they'll shoot for four straight here tonight. We'll have much more on this pregame show as we count down towards opening faceoff, including getting you the quick trip starting lineups, check in on the UW Health Injury Report. But up next, it's time to chat with the Badgers head coach, Tony Granato. Put another log on the fire. Get something warm to drink. It's hockey night in Madison. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Get up. Game day. Green Bay and Minnesota. Place the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Parents make a lot of promises to their kids. We promise to be there every step of the way, especially on those wobbly first steps. We promise to always keep them safe. I mean, nothing's more important to us than that. And now, all kids 6 months and older can get a COVID vaccine. So we've got another way to keep that promise.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A few flurries possible at times, tonight, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 4 above, winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies, tomorrow, a few flurries possible at times, daytime highs approaching 29. Mainly cloudy skies, tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 19. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 14.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
Welcome back to the Kohl Center as the pregame show continues. Joined now by Badgers head coach Tony Granato. And coach, you know, there are nights where coaches push every button and it just doesn't seem to work. Some nights you push buttons and everything seems to work. Some of those that you pushed last night, whether it was moving players on the power play or whatever, did seem to work for the guys eventually, even though it took a little time until you got those couple of power play goals in the third period to get the win.
Yeah, I don't know if it was button pushing as much as it was just the guys staying with it from the standpoint that, gosh, it just seems like it's been one of those years where weird things have happened, things seem to go against us, and earlier in the year, if something happened against us, either a bad call or a bad break or a bad bounce, you know, it might affect us for two or three shifts, maybe even a period. And I thought last night, you know, the perfect example was the goal we shot in our own net. You're thinking, oh my gosh, you look up at the shot chart and you see how the, you know, the game's going, and you're thinking, how could we be down 3-2 at this point? And then, you know, they stayed with it. We got a couple power plays after that we were successful on to regain the lead. But I loved how the bench stuck together. I think that's been the common theme in the last three games. We've, you know, found ways that, you know, it doesn't matter what happens if the team scores or makes good plays or something happens that's against us, just go back out and try to reestablish our forecheck or our pace to the game that we want to play with. And I thought that was evident in last night's game, and that's why we were able to come away and find a way to win that game.
When you're faced with adversity, you're always talking about sticking with it, staying with it, those types of things, and preaching to the guys. One of those examples last night was Carson Bantle and staying with it up front. He had a lot of chances up front and then provided a big screen and net front presence on what ended up being a couple of goals there in the third period.
Yeah, I mean, Bantle, I mean, we tried to get him out there for that empty net to see if we could find a way just to break that, you know. There must be a screen in front of the net when he's out there, because it just seems like he's had, you know, quality chances consistently game after game. They're just not going in for him. So when that happens, you know, you you squeeze the stick a little bit. You try to make an extra move sometimes, and I think he just needs one to get a little bit, relaxed out there in front of the net. But he's been a big solid for us. He played the most minutes for our forwards last night because he played the best, and he was really solid at the net front. He was really good along the boards. He was really good at making smart plays with the puck in the offensive zone. So, you know, the goals will come for him, but yes, he was a big factor in both those power play goals there that got us to win. So it's nice to see him, you know, continue to play the right way, because a lot of times when players don't score, you know, they're changing their game, they're trying to cheat for offense. He hasn't done that at all.
Last night before the game, I asked you about it at all. He scores for the third straight game. You had a feeling about Jugnauth. He scores the game-winning goal. So who's your pick to click tonight? Have you got a feeling about anybody going into this one?
Well, Matty de St. Paul is one, and Bant will be the two that I think that are ready to break loose and really get going offensively. I think the most important thing that, you know, like I said about Bantle, if you're not scoring, just continue to play the same way. Eventually, they'll go one for you, and it doesn't affect your team in a negative way. And that's what I've been really excited about, how our guys have stayed with it. I think, you know, through this whole stretch of year when things weren't going well, we were actually playing some really good hockey, but we weren't getting rewarded for some of the good things we were doing. And fortunately, the last three games, it seems like we played well enough to win, by three or four goals in certain games, and it's been a struggle. That's actually good for our team to have to deal with the things we dealt with. So tonight, we want to go out, and there was a pace we played with last night that the other team couldn't keep up with, and we have to make sure we establish that. We have to make sure that we don't want to get into a game where we're trying to open the game up, meaning that we don't want to try to take chances at their line. We want to make sure we're disciplined on, I hate to say dumping the puck, because that's not the right term, but putting the puck in a place that we can get it back. And that's behind their D, because they like to stand up. And we, if we can get the speed to support it like we had most of last night, I think we'll have a lot of success.
We'll have more with the Badgers head coach in 2 minutes. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Joined again by Badgers head coach Tony Granato. And coach, this is the last game before you take the Thanksgiving break. And then when you return for Big Ten play, you'll have Michigan coming to town. And it's Suter family. Now, you're honoring the Suter family. Obviously, a family that has meant a lot to this program for a long, long time. It'll be a special night for all Wisconsin hockey fans.
Yeah, I mean, it is for lots of reasons. It's decades. It's not, it's not just one segment of a Badger hockey. It's really from the start all the way through till now. And Brian's obviously still playing. We're hoping that he's going to sneak sneak into town. But if he doesn't, there's enough suitors that'll be in the building that night to celebrate anyways. Right. But yeah, their contributions, not just for our program, but for hockey in Madison, hockey in the United States, they've had a tremendous impact. And I think Bobby, when he came back after he won the gold medal, opened up his pro shop, started running the rink, started running a youth program, and all of the kids that in our area that have played hockey because Bobby gave an opportunity to. That's really what the Suter families are all about. So it's not just their performance. It's not just their gold medals and their Stanley Cups and their NHL games and all the things that they've done like that, but it's more of the intangible pieces that meant to our community and our hockey programs here in Wisconsin.
And it's one of the things that makes Badger hockey so special when you talk about families, whether it's the Suters, the Johnsons, the Granados, and you can go on down the line with different families here who've had a long line and connection with this program. That's really, in a sense, what it's all about.
I think that's pretty special. And, you know, the Johansons, Jimmy Johansson's going to get honored next week for going into the Hall of Fame. Obviously, we lost him probably 5 years ago now. But his legacy will continue, and Johnny and Jimmy's contribution to our program way back in the 80s. And we're a tremendous family as a part of it as well. The Lacys. I mean, you could just go on and on the family part of it. Yeah. And that's really cool. And I think that makes the program even that much more special.
Thanks for the time. Best of luck tonight.
Yep. Thanks, Rob.
That's Badgers head coach Tony Granato. We'll have more of the pregame show in 2 minutes. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
The Devil's Advocates.
Well, if the rapture comes, I hope they take me and leave Dom.
If the rapture comes, we'll be here tomorrow, Mike, taking your calls. We certainly appreciate it. 844-967-2789.
Come on, man. You must mean the royal we.
So relevant, they have 1 foot in tomorrow.
Hey, if you want to go meet your maker, Crudy, don't let me stop you.
I'm your maker, man.
844.
You've already met him.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour, free, and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Inside the Kohl Centers, our pregame show continues. We count down towards face-off in this series finale between the Badgers and Lindenwood. The first ever meeting between these two teams, a non-conference series. Badgers winning last night by the score of 4-3. Rob Vogel alongside Ian Parent again, once again from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth inside the Kohl Center. Time now for our UW Health Injury Report, brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. And good news for the Badgers. Last night they got Carson Kuhlman's back in the lineup after he'd missed three games with a head injury. Mike Warlicki, who had also missed with a upper body injury, as I like to call anything that happens to do with the head. So they've got their full contingent and allotment of defensemen out there, seven in the lineup last night. And Tony Granato said, Ian, after the game, that certainly helped having all seven of those defensemen, more than not just the goal scoring that Kuhlman's provided in the return to the lineup, but just having everybody to be able to work that many bodies into the rotation.
Yeah, now the tough part will be, can they find the combinations that they really want? When you have someone out for two games and then someone else out for two more games, you start shuffling the pairs, and a left-hander goes with a right-hander, and then two right-handers are playing together. And if the chemistry's not right, you have to make that shakeup in the course of the game, during the course of the game, so it makes it more difficult. But with everybody healthy in the defensive core, at least they'll be able to judge last night who played well together, who seemed to fit together, what the chemistry was. That'll be a big weight off of the defensemen's, the coaching staff, as far as the defensemen. Consistency with playing with the same person is a key opportunity.
Up front, the Badgers are only minus Tyus Milanek again. He's been out for a few weeks due to personal reasons, so you'll see a lot of the same bodies you saw in the lineup last night back again for the Badgers tonight. Speaking of that, when we return on our pregame show, we'll have those quick trip starting lineups for you as we get ready for the Odyssey Greek Yogurt opening faceoff here at the Kohl Center. It's the Badgers in Lindenwood. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with six championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
At Cenex, we're locally owned and operated, so your community is our community. That's why your Cenex goes far beyond the store. We fuel community connections by supporting local festivals, restoring town monuments, and renovating baseball fields. Now in its fourth year, we'll have contributed more than $400,000 to Cenex communities through our Hometown Pride initiative, because community connections make the places we live so special. Cenex, powered locally.
The band playing us back in here as we count down towards face-off in this series finale between the Badgers and Lindenwood. Time now for our starting lineups, brought to you by Quick Trip. And only one change of note for Lindenwood. Matt Ladd will get the start between the pipes tonight as the netminder. He's a transfer from Canisius. Wasn't even, as Ian pointed out when we were talking out the air, wasn't even the backup goalie last night on the bench, and he comes in and gets the start tonight. He'll be in there for Lindenwood. For the Badgers, switching goaltenders as well, Jared Moe will get the start between the pipes for the Badgers after Kyle McClellan got the victory last night, making 10 saves in the 4-3 victory. Moe has logged the bulk of the game time for the Badgers, playing in 10 games so far this season with a 4-6 record, 2.93 goals against, .915 save percentage, and one shutout on the season. Centering lines, Brock Caulfield will center Matthew D. St. Paul and Liam Malmquist. And D. St. Paul, Ian, one of those that Coach Granato mentioned, like to see him get going in that goal scoring department. Last night he had 6 shots, so he's been putting them on net. Last Friday he ended a 7-game goalless streak, so he's one of those who scored 10 goals last year, one of the leading goal scorers for the team that's returned this year. The opportunities are coming, now just a few more goals you'd like to see as well.
Well, him and Matty D. St. Paul playing on the same line, and both of them have struggled to score, so that might be an ingredient for getting them off the same line, because both of them try and make the pretty play all the time. And Liam's puck control is second to none on the team, but I guess if I was to give him a recommendation, you know, when you're driving around the corner of the net, throw it on the net instead of trying to make that pretty pass.
Liam Malmquist, you mentioned, the sophomore out of Edina, looking for his first goal on the season. Charlie Stramel will center Jack Gorniak and Cruz Lucius, and it's been 7 games since the last goal for Jack Gorniak, the fifth-year senior out of West Salem, another one of those who's had opportunities, just looking to cash in. Owen Lindmark will be on the center circle with Jack Horbach and Carson Bantle. We've talked enough about Bantle trying to get him going offensively. The fourth line, they're listed as fourth here, but Mersch, Sam Stang, and Zach Ertl have brought a lot to the table for this team, whether it's creating chances, delivering big hits as Dominic Mersch did last night. They've created something, and Zach Ertl, of course, showed up on the score sheet with 3 goals in his last 3 games.
Yeah, and it's a good blend, I guess, if you want to call it. You've got a workaholic like Mersch in the middle, will battle for every puck whenever he gets the opportunity, and then you've got Sam Stang, who's just an accident waiting to happen. if he ever goes full speed an entire shift, people better look out, because he's so big and so strong and has such a heavy shot. But the Ertl situation is, he's the go-to guy when it comes to scoring.
Corson Kuhlman's got a power play goal in the third period last night. He's paired up with Ben Dexheimer along the blue line. Tyson Jugnauth got the game winner on one of his 6 shots on goal. He's matched up with Anthony Kerr, Mike Vorlicky, Daniel Lotch, and Luke Lemaster round out the defensive pairings for the Badgers. Teams have returned to the ice. They're being introduced below us. We'll have the Odyssey Greek Yogurt opening faceoff when we return here to the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring, courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.